We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Montana State Athletics Bobcat Insider Podcast. This is your home for all things Montana State Athletics.
Well, hello and welcome in for another edition of the Bobcat Insider Podcast. I'm your host, the radio voice of the Montana State Bobcats, Zach Mackey. You can join our podcast each and every week. We drop them every Thursday, and those are dropped on any of the platforms that you listen to or be able to reach out and get your podcast, whether that be on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of them. Go ahead and give us a subscribe button so that it automatically goes onto your phone each and every week. And then as we get started on Wednesday, it's going to be Cat Chat. Those will also be into a podcast version. You'll be able to listen to those each week, too, with myself and Coach Brent Vegan. We'll be getting those started. It's interesting. I was joking with Coach Vegan for the first time. Now we're going to be able to actually talk about an upcoming game coming up. We spent the entire spring with Cat Chat talking about spring practice, kind of getting to know Coach. And now it's going to be kind of nice getting the opportunity of being able to finally now kind of put everything together and be able to have a season coming up here. It's going to be interesting as the staff now gets closer and closer to how exactly are they going to game plan or, you know, implementing things and that. It's been a lot of putting in your own offense, your own defense, switching things up on either side that way. But now it's going to turn the course of, okay, now we got to prepare for an opponent. We've got to be able to game plan for that. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes about here in the next coming days. Hey, the Bobcat Insider podcast is brought to you by Mesa Moving and Storage, Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company. They're here to help your home or business move through change. Call for an estimate today. Also, Bobcat Nation, Toyota has created a rewards program specifically for you. As part of the Toyota Rewards Program, you can win exclusive swag throughout the year, along with receiving a premium giveaway in the mail each time you bring your vehicle in to be serviced at your local Toyota dealer. To join the program, visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota, proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. Please this week to go ahead and jump into a little bit more Bobcat football talk with Dan Davies, who's the longtime broadcast partner here at Montana State, going on his 34th season, has called over 300 games here with the Bobcats. Dan, a former player, a former coach, and a current administrator here at Montana State, kind of gives his thought of the upcoming season and what is all transpiring here in the next couple of days. And also joined for the first time on the podcast by Mikey Ryder. Mikey's going to be the new football analyst up at the booth with me each and every week throughout the football season on the radio. And Mikey played here, he coached here, and he now lives in the state of Montana as well. And he's fired up, excited. We're fired up to have him with us and to be able to get some of his insight each and every game. You can join us each week on the Bobcat Radio Network, and you could do so across the state of Montana, the 14 fine affiliates that cover this state. You could get us online on msubobcats.com. You can get us on the TuneIn app or our new Varsity app as well. Get an opportunity to be able to listen to Bobcat Athletics and kind of get an update on what's happening. We get a nice, unique perspective of being at practice just about every single day, being out there and getting a lot of the storylines from the coaches and players. So it's going to be an exciting time coming up when we kick off in just about a week, a little bit more than a week, getting things started in Laramie, Wyoming. So let's go ahead and take a listen in first with Mikey Ryder, who's going to be joining us. Then right after that, we'll throw it to the Dan Davies interview, as Dan was kind enough to take some time too. So without any further ado, here's a listen. Back here on the Bobcat Insider Podcast, as we're now joined with Dan Davies here today. And Dan, we were just talking, it's kind of crazy to think that football season's coming up with that first game sitting just a little more than a week away, but it's right around the corner. It seems like we've been waiting for it forever.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the players at practice here last week, and he reminded me it's been nearly 600 days since the Bobcats have taken the field against an opponent. So it's been a long time coming, and it's a situation where we have to kind of retrace our steps and make sure we have everything organized and ready to go. But I just can't wait to feel the vibe at Gold Rush here on September 11th. Of course, the Bobcats are opening in Wyoming on September 4th, but that first home game is going to be special.
Mm-hmm. You once in a while hear things from people like, this kid didn't start playing football until eighth grade or didn't start until high school. But I don't think you ever hear about somebody basically not playing for 2 years and then coming back. Obviously, everyone's going to be – not everyone, but a lot of people are going to be in that same situation with the season's canceling with COVID and everything. But this is going to be one of the more unique situations that probably has ever happened to the sport, where people could go 2 years in the middle of their prime having not played a game.
Yeah, there's no question about that, Zach. However, you know that some of the teams in the Big Sky did play, an abbreviated schedule, and got some games in this last spring. And, of course, Montana State elected not to do that, and I still stand by that. It was a good decision by the people that made that decision here at Montana State. But you're right. I mean, other than maybe an injury or something that could keep you out for a year or two, but a lot of these guys have had a two-year hiatus, so to speak, of playing games.
It's a hard stat to go back and try to find, but I got to believe this is one of the very few situations where a head coach comes in for his very first head coaching job, and he's going to play week one the team that he just left and the team that he was with for, close to a decade. So it's such a weird deal that way, too. I mean, just the way things lined up.
Yeah, it's going to be unique and a little bit goofy for Coach Vegan. There's no doubt about it. And even, the Wyoming team, they know him very well as too. So it's going to be a little wonky, but, gosh, I have not, being around Coach Vegan at all, have him made much reference to that at all. He doesn't mm-hmm. want to be a big deal. It's not about him. It's about his team. And I think he's going down with the mindset that Montana State is playing the Wyoming Cowboys. It's not Coach Vegan playing the Wyoming Cowboys, and I think he's done a very good job of leading the team in that direction.
Dan, we were at the scrimmage last week, which was kind of one of the big opportunities to kind of see everybody in a full game-like situation. Basically, everyone was a go. It was a windy day, and that it was a close practice, a real small group there. Did you have any takeaways or anything from that you thought, having, I know the coach is still trying to nail down that too deep exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a number of practices, and it's always nice to see him in a scrimmage situation. The one thing that I've been impressed with Coach Vegan and his staff, their philosophy is getting a lot of reps. Because, again, without playing for a couple of years, is getting a lot of reps and getting guys on film to be evaluated. And I know, offensively, there's a lot of weapons there. And, you know, the fans have not seen, you know, Matthew McKay in action, the transfer from North Carolina State. He's an exciting player, but I mean, you've got Tuckerovic here. That's the won a lot of football games for Montana State. Yeah. Took the Bobcats deep into the playoffs and into the semifinals. And you also got Casey Bauman, who's also got, you know, starting experience just a quarterback. And then this discussion here isn't long enough to talk about the depth that the Bobcats have at running back. Yeah. You know, Isaiah Infante, you know, number one right there. So. A lot of weapons. There's some talented receivers in this group. And offensively, I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks.
Dan, also, you know, one of the main focuses was to keep the staff together. A lot of those guys retained. It ended up being that some had to leave, had to bring in some new guys. So the first time that this coaching staff together is going to be game planning for an opponent as opposed to just implementing their own stuff and getting their own stuff, that's got to be a different kind of feel for everyone, for the players, for the coaches, how we're going to implement this and exactly how a game planning perspective each week is going to go about.
Yeah, well, from Coach Vegan's standpoint, first time as a head coach, and there is no class or book you can read about being a head coach the first time. Now, his father was a football coach, athletic director growing up in a small school in Eastern North Dakota, and so he's been around a long time. So he's worked for a number of head coaches too. But when you're sitting in that chair, it's just different. And I, quite frankly, I've never sat in that chair, so I don't know what it's like. But I've witnessed a lot of different things, and it's always interesting to me is when a person becomes a head coach from an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, to see how he interacts with that side of the ball. And from what I can see, looking at practice and so forth, is that he is letting, you know, Taylor Housewright run the offense, and the same thing defensively with Freddie Banks. So but they're still, you know, none of these guys have really worked together very much. So it's one thing to do a game plan, it's one thing to make adjustments during, you know, the heat of the battle at halftime or whenever the case may be.
There's another whole element that COVID's thrown into it with, you know, basically a COVID year. So someone, you know, red shirts, even if something happens and they get an injury, and then if they get a COVID year, you can have guys 25, 26, I mean, potentially playing out there right now. There's quite a few guys back from that 2019, you know, you say, oh, there's a name in that two deeps. But once you go outside of that, there's a lot of youth in there too, obviously mixed in new guys in this rotation. But there are quite a few familiar guys that are actually quite old. Granted, that's going to be the same for just about everyone in college football.
Yeah, it's you're going to need to buy a program. There's no doubt about that with some new guys. But as you said, Zach, there's a lot of familiar guys that have been around here for over 5 years. And you, in essence, could have a five-year letterman, which, you know, in the old days you can't do that. You had 4 years or 5 years to compete for. And now with the new rule that was instigated a couple of years ago, you can play your freshman year, you can play four games and it doesn't count against you. So it's a whole different element from that perspective.
Dan, this is also going to be, 30-plus years in the booth involved with Montana State Radio. Obviously, you were a player and a coach before then. It's another opportunity for us to get the season started here in about a week and a couple of days, and we're also going to be having Mikey Ryder join us up at the booth throughout the entire season this year. But it's got to be kind of interesting, too. You're at the point where you've obviously seen these guys grow, and you saw Mikey as a player and as a coach, and now he's going to be joining us up in the booth. And I know that we're both excited for that.
Yeah. Mikey was a really good football player for Montana State. The thing that flashes in my mind is the interception he had at the end of the Grizzly game over in Missoula at their place, and that sealed the victory. So I know that was a special day for him and a special play for him, and I will always have that memory in my mind about Mikey Ryder.
Well, like we keep talking about, Gold Rush right around the corner. We've got that Wyoming game coming up, too. It's going to be a special moment for everyone, really, to get football back here on this campus, especially where it's quite important and people really care about it here. As you think back and think to it, I'm sure you've got to find yourself quite excited, too, to get back to a sense of normal. And looks like we're going to have a packed stadium. I know season tickets are up and everything, and looks like we can get back to the Bobcat football like we saw in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, as we're speaking here, Zach, I mean, there are very few tickets left even for the Gold Rush opener. So that looks to be it's going to be a sellout. The other really exciting thing here on campus is the Bobcat Athletic Complex opening here in a couple weeks for the football team. That includes football offices, football weight room. It'll be all athletes will be able to use that weight room, but their own training room up there and meeting rooms and so forth, and not going to have to battle Kagi walking across that two or three times a day. So that's going to be an exciting element here, and it's going to open a lot of things up here in the field house once football vacates for the rest of the student athletes here and staff for our athletic program.
Well, Dan, we'll get a roll in here soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach.
Welcome to be back here on the Bobcat Insider Podcast, as we're now joined with former Bobcat Mikey Ryder, who's going to be joining us up at the booth here for the upcoming Montana State football season. And Mikey, you got a little bit under your belt with the spring game we were able to do together. Obviously, a little bit different than having a full season like we have, like we will have coming up here. But I know myself and everyone else excited to get you up at the booth and get going here with the 2020 season.
Yeah. Fired up, Zach. You gave me a little taste of it in the spring. You guys are nice enough to have me, and can't get rid of me. So excited for a fall. It's been 2 years since we've had games, and I'm just looking forward to some Bobcat football and excited to be part of your guys' team.
Mikey, how about can you give everybody a little bit of a sense of your background? And I know you obviously you're from the state of Montana, and you went to Montana State.
Yeah, so got a chance to play here from 2006 to 2010, and then was a graduate assistant. I got into the coaching world and was a grad assistant for one season, and then left for 1 year as a grad assistant at UNLV, and then got a chance to come back and be a full-time coach under Rob Ash, and did that for three seasons. So, Bobcats and Bobcat blood, Bobcat football, that's just kind of in me. And so I am excited to be back and get back and plugged into Bobcat football in its entirety.
Mikey, as we have the upcoming season coming up, obviously there's a lot of question marks in that, and I know people are excited to be able to get out there in that. Anything particular that you yourself find, looking forward to the upcoming season?
You know what? I am really fired up for that home opener. The Gold Rush is always a special tradition and one that adds a little bit more juice this year just because we've been deprived of Bobcat football for a couple of years. So I am really excited to see that. And just for the kids, I know how important that is. Having been in the tunnel and doing that type of stuff, it's just a special thing when those home openers come around. So I think I'm just as excited as those kids to see the atmosphere that's created there. And I think that's probably, item number one. And then just seeing how the rest of the season shakes out. I know that there's been some changes, but returning a lot of guys in a lot of different positions on both sides of the ball. And that just always is fruitful, later in the season as you've got a lot of experience. So excited to see what that experience yields as far as wins and losses, and I think should be in good shape.
Mikey, is there a time from when you played here at Montana State that kind of sticks out to you as a time that you always remember, or some obviously good memories you had here at Montana State?
Gosh, yeah. A lot of them go back to, just the relationships you build, especially in the locker room and spending so much time with people. I think those are probably some of my most cherished memories. But on the field specifically, there was a big win at Weber State my junior year. And we got a goal line stand. and we beat a top 25 team that had an All-American running back and an All-American quarterback, and that was a really fun win. And then I think to my senior year, beating Eastern Washington at home, we beat them 30-7, and they were a very, very talented team that beat us the year before in Cheney. And then, of course, I have to mention a Cat Grizz game where we, my senior year in 2010, we were able to knock those guys off in Missoula, win the Big Sky Championship, and then get a top seed into the playoffs was definitely probably my top memory as a Bobcat.
Mike, you talked about you played here, you coached here. I always find it interesting. Did you find it a little bit different? Obviously, it's different whenever you go from the playing days to the coaching days in that. What was that kind of transition like for you?
Yeah, it is really interesting, and probably more so because of how young I was. And I went right from being a player to a coach immediately, and so that added a little bit of something pretty interesting. I was actually at the time as a grad assistant living with some of my guys I was now coaching. As you can imagine, that's fairly strange. So, it's a more of a good thing than it is anything. I care about the program. And so I was just grateful for the opportunity to stay involved with the sport of football and specifically with MSU. And more than any challenges, it was more of a blessing than anything.
Mikey, you were kind of there with the transition of a new staff, at a new program, going to a new place. What do you think are some of the things as they're coming up on the first game with this staff together with a brand new head coach, Coach Vegan, coaching for the first time as a head coach that maybe they're entering here as we sit just about a week out from that first game?
Yeah, I think, what you're trying to do as a coach is really establish your identity. Right. What kind of product is going to be on the field when you're a coach? And whether you're a position coach or the head coach, you're trying to establish an identity and put a product on the field that is recognized. And I think that you can look at, not to compare the two, but you look at Coach Cho or you look at Ash or you look at Vegan. Everybody's got a little bit of a different identity. Some of them follow suit of their head coach. Some of them maybe not so much. But any football program has that identity. I think that's kind of the challenge right now because, Coach Vegan hasn't been a head coach. But from what I can tell, he's going to be, put on an awesome product. And so I think that's their focus. What is going to be the identity, in game one? And it takes time and it takes multiple games. And so I'm just eager to see what that's going to be. And they got a lot of the key puzzle pieces in place with really good talent and good returners. And so it'll be interesting to see what that identity looks like. I know that they're working hard to get that developed as they round out fall camp.
Mikey, everyone's looking forward to Gold Rush coming up. We're obviously going to get things started first on the road at Wyoming, on the road to start the season. But when you look at that road schedule this year, at Eastern Washington, at Weber, you're at Wyoming, and you're at the Grizz later on in the year. I mean, it is going to be it's going to be one of those schedules. If you make it through, you deserve a shot in the FCS playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing I think about just having made those trips is I think about the number of miles put on in a bus, right? Yeah. Just because of the Big Sky rule, I think about the bus trips, to Ogden and to Cheney, and then also to Missoula, but. It provides a lot of diversity for kids, and I think that's where you prove what kind of team you have. And going back to that identity piece, it is a challenge to get on a bus for 8 hours and bus down someplace that is foreign to you, and you're on the road, and there's a lot of challenges with that. It's not as simple as a cushy plane ride or anything like that. And so there are some added elements there that is going to make it a tough schedule. But to me, that is where you're able to establish that identity and find a way to win regardless of the situations. And again, it goes back to some of the veteran leaders that have made those trips that have been a part of that. And I think they'll do a great job leading the way.
Well, Mikey, I know myself and Dan Davies excited to get you on board here this season, excited to get you up into the booth. Thanks again for taking the time here today, and we're excited to get things rolling here fairly soon.
Thanks, Zach. Looking forward to it and fired up to be joining you guys, so thanks.
Well, excited to get it up and rolling here with those two in the next couple of days, just about a week out with Dan and Mikey, and it's going to be a fun little deal each and every Saturday. You could join us. We'll start with an hour pregame. We'll have our game, and then we'll have an hour postgame as well on either side of it to be able to kind of break down as to what happened, how it went about, everything about it. So make sure you join us on the Bobcat Radio Network each and every week with an opportunity. Our podcast is brought to you by Mesa Moving and Storage, Bozeman's own local and long-distance moving company, and they're here to help you or your business grow through change. Call for an estimate today. Also, Bobcat Nation, Toyota has created a rewards program specifically for you. As part of the Toyota Rewards Program, you can win exclusive swag throughout the year, along with receiving a premium giveaway in the mail each time you bring your vehicle in to be serviced at your local Toyota dealer. To join the program, visit msubobcats.com/Toyota Rewards to register. Toyota, proud to be a partner of Bobcat Athletics. We had a nice opportunity to be able to hear from both them. Next week, we're going to be previewing. We got a game preview coming up. It's Wyoming and Montana State going to be showing up for one of the first times in quite some time. The Bobcats, over 600 days since their last football game, so an opportunity to be able to get the job done here in the next couple of days. So, again, next Thursday, join us here on the Bobcat Insider Podcast, or on Wednesday, you can join us for Catch Out with Coach Brent Vegan from Buffalo Wild Wings or across the Bobcat Radio Network. I'm Zach Mackey, saying so long. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Bobcat Insider. Be sure to stay up to date with all things Montana State Athletics by visiting msubobcats.com and by following the Cats on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle msubobcats. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.